Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi there. Welcome back to the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast. I am your host, Rachel Lindhagen, and today I want to talk to you about content planning and tying your content to your goals, and also a few productivity hacks that I have developed over the years that really make this a lot more streamlined and efficient for me, because I know from talking to you, from talking to clients and students, productivity and content planning and like getting all the ideas out on paper can be a real challenge, and it can take you a lot of time. And let's be honest, you don't have a lot of time to be spending trying to do your content and create your content for your followers because you've got a business to run. So let's talk about how I do this. So for me, I like to plan in advance. I have an Excel spreadsheet that I keep that has all sorts of topics and ideas and questions that have come from my students and come from you, my listeners. And I keep that as a running log, an idea book. And I use that to start fueling my content creation, my content planning, my brainstorming. So I look at those ideas. I also look at my goals. What goals have I set for the quarter? If you have not set goals for the quarter, I want you to go ahead and go back and listen to the goal setting episode. I'll put a link to it, or I'll note which episode it is. I want you to listen to that, and I want you to set goals for Q2. We're in early March now. Don't worry about Q1 at this point, but let's go ahead and set some goals for Q2. And then let's tie our content to those goals. So Q2 is going to be April, May, and June, right? Q1 was January, February, March. So I want you to think about April, May, and June. And I want you to take a look at your calendar, and I want you to see very realistically what's going on for you over that course of those 3 months. Do you have a launch? Do you have a new product that you want to release? Do you have a new course? Are you going to launch a 12-week membership? Are you a realtor and you're looking to focus on a specific neighborhood, or you want to really work with specific buyers or sellers? What do you need to do to support your business goals for that quarter? I also want you to look at your personal life. What's going on? So for me, I know that April is a great month. It is the only month of the entire school year that my son does not have a half day or an in-service day. It's crazy, but it is the only month that he is scheduled to be in school every single day. So I know April is a month I should be able to get a lot done. I also know that May is crazy busy for me because I've got a trip. I've got a workshop that I'm going to, a marketing workshop that I'm going to attend. I've got his birthday, my husband's birthday, Mother's Day. He's in a play. My stepdaughter is graduating from college. And I think that's all happening in about a week. So I'm not doing anything extra in May because my May is incredibly busy. Then June is the start of summer camps, and I'm just not 100% sure how that's all going to shake out yet. Last year was a little iffy with the summer camps with the kid, if I'm being completely honest. So June right now is a little fluid. So I know that if I'm going to do anything big, I'm going to promote it in April. And guess what? Spoiler alert, there will be free live SEO training classes in April because I want to be able to share and teach and train. And I'm going to bring a new set of students into Simple SEO content in April so that I can support them over the summer, but I'm not trying to do that big live training push when things are already super hectic and crazy in my business, in my personal life. And I want you to think about that as you're laying out your plan. So you're looking at what's going on in my personal life for the next 90 days. If you have kids, you're looking at what their schedule is. Do you have any vacations you need to plan for? Then I want you to look at your goals. What are you determined to achieve during the next 90 days? What projects are you working on? Then I want you to look at all your content ideas, and I want you to lay out and map out content ideas that will help support your business goals. So if you're going to launch a new course in June, and maybe working on something like this, you're going to need to be creating all of the assets. And you also should be creating some content that supports that course. So I'm going to be tentatively, fingers crossed here, tentatively launching a new email marketing course. Q2 is the plan. So I am doing the background research and I am checking it out and determining how I want to teach this and really what exactly I want to put in, which means you're going to start getting a little more email marketing here on the podcast. You've had a few episodes about your email and your freebies and all of that. And we're going to start doing some more because I want to help you with that and help you learn how to grow your email list, because your email list is a critical element of your overall organic marketing and SEO, your search engine optimization and your keywords and all of that goes into it. So we're going to talk about that. So that's why you're seeing a little more from me right now about email marketing, because I'm working to achieve those goals and be ready for that launch. So that's what I want you to think about. What is it that you're trying to achieve in the business? What goals do you have? What does your personal life look like over the next couple of months? I really want you to think about all of that. And then I want you to schedule out content that helps your ideal customer, that also ties to whatever your goals are for the business for the quarter. Don't worry about the whole year at this point. Focus on the quarter. And then go ahead and batch your content. So do your brainstorm, pull your calendar, pull your notes, all of that. Sit down, map it out, and determine what are you doing over the course of 90 days. Pick one big project. Let's not try to launch six things, okay? Let's pick one big project and have everything that we do for that quarter tied to that one big project. So for me, for Q2, that one big project is that email marketing course. And that is what I'm working on over the course of the entire quarter. I actually started it during Q1, but Q1 was very heavy responsibility on the personal side, and I was launching the SEO class, so I did not want to overload myself, so I was very careful, and that's why it's coming out in Q2, not in Q1. So you want to think about that. What are you doing? Now I want you to take your brainstorm sheet. If you don't have a brainstorm sheet yet, go ahead and start one, grab some post-it notes, turn on some good music, just start brainstorming all the questions that you get asked, all the things that you could potentially talk about on your blog over the next 90 days, or what you could talk about on social media, your podcast, etc. So I want you to think about that. And then if you are blogging and you're trying to get traffic from Google, then I want you to do some keyword research, and I want you to figure out how to title these posts using keywords that your blog or website has a better chance of ranking for. And if you're not sure how to do that, I want you to take my free SEO class right now. The link is in the show notes, or you can find it on the website, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. That class is going to walk you through the rules associated with keywords and how to determine if you're on the right track. And then it's also going to walk you through exactly what to do on that blog post for your SEO keywords. If you're ready to learn more, you really want to dive in, you're excited to do it, you'll have an opportunity to join me inside of Simple SEO Content at that time when you take the free training. If you would rather work with me one-on-one, I do have that as an option as well, because some of you were saying they wanted more one-on-one. So you can find that information on the website on the Work with Rachel tab. I do have SEO consulting options for you where you and I can work one-on-one and determine your keywords, and I can help you make sure you're on the right track. Whatever way you want to work is how we're going to do it. I want to be able to make this work the best possible for you. All right, that's it. You're going to come up with those ideas. You're going to look for the keywords. You're going to write those blog posts, those social posts, whatever it is. And then you're going to go ahead and edit them. You're going to post them, schedule them so that they go out each week or each day. Make sure you're repurposing your content. Don't create new content for every single channel. If your blog, your podcast, or your video, whatever it is your home piece, your core piece of content, that's what you're going to start with. Then you can take, if you have like three tips, each of those tips can be a social video. You can do a quick social video, or if like me, you do a recording for your podcast and you do a video podcast, you can pull social clips from that. I use Descript. Descript has this new amazing AI capability where I can just ask it to find me good clips, and in about 5 minutes, it pulls up clips that I can use for social media. You may have an option like that depending on what tools you're using. That saves a ton of time. Go ahead and create a carousel post or do a quick reel about it. Whatever it is, work smarter, not harder, you guys. Do more with that core piece of content. Don't feel like you have to create something new every single time. I generally write my blog post first and optimize that for my SEO. From there, I usually use that as my guide for my podcast outline. Then I pull my social clips through Descript. So I record my podcast with the video that gets uploaded to YouTube. I do pay somebody to create the graphics for me because generally speaking, when I pay someone to create the graphics, they convert better than when I do them myself because I'm not a graphic designer. Then I use the AI tool inside of Descript to pull those video clips for me. And I go ahead and I schedule those out in Planoly. And so then they auto post to Instagram and Facebook. I do need to do a little more with YouTube Shorts, and I should do a little more on Pinterest, but you know what? You do what you have the bandwidth for, and sometimes I don't have the bandwidth to do it all. So it's okay if you can't do everything. Pick the most important, and the most important channels are the ones that drive business, and that's what you figure out in your analytics. If you're not sure how to figure that out, I do have a podcast episode I did on your reporting and your analytics to help you understand what numbers to look at and what the numbers in GA mean. So make sure you listen to that as well. All right, that's it for today. I hope you find that really helpful. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you back here next week. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.